If you turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, I'd like to read a few verses for you to establish some thoughts this morning as I speak to you and as we study together some of these verses. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And we find the apostle writing to us as saying this: I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. More than likely, you this morning are confused regarding the title of the subject, this lesson this morning, and also the scripture that was read in your hearing to establish some basis, some thoughts for this morning. And I understand that. But by the end of this lesson, I would hope that you would understand what I'm trying to describe to you and showing more of you. Recently, I witnessed a TV broadcast on the TV by the makers of the drug Otezla. And I'm sure you might have seen it once or another. It's a drug that is sold and claimed to help skin abnormalities. You've probably seen it. But that particular commercial closes with the words, "Show more of you." And watching it one evening, I kind of got to thinking about something. There's a lesson there. There's a lesson there of a very important topic, especially during the summertime when we have such warm, hot temperatures. And it's a topic, I think, that affects every soul, every person on this earth in some way or another. And my hope this morning is that we understand the heart of this issue, what it really means to you and I as Christians. I only hope that through the study this morning that we can work hard in striving to understand and realize the conscious things of dress this morning, of modest dress. I hope to challenge each and every one this morning to ask ourselves the very hard questions as to why we wear what we wear. But before undertaking a more of a detailed study of this particular subject, we have a blessed privilege of going to our Father in a word of prayer. A brother has been selected that would word that prayer. Shall we humble ourselves in some manner while we go to God in prayer? Let me take a moment to address the men in this audience. Men, listen up. It may be true that most of the passages that we find in the scriptures relating to modesty as applies to the women. But I would like to mention to you that it does not give us as men the godly right or a free pass to dress as we ourselves might choose to do, because we also might be immodest in our dress. We can be guilty of that just as women can. So I don't want to strive to put most of the pressure on the women. It is a Christian which should understand we should all dress in a modest manner. We all need to think about how our dress affects others that we are around every day, every moment of our lives. So back to our text here in 1 Timothy chapter 2. There's three points that I'd like to make for you this morning. One, the first one is the concern of the modest person. And the next one is the clothing of the modest person. And lastly, the commitment of the modest person. Well, let's take the first point, the concern of the modest person. Any discussion on the issue of modesty needs to begin with the concerns that we have in our hearts, not as to where we might draw the line regarding dress. In verse 9 that we read in your hearing, Paul says that women should adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly. Now that's a quote from the New American Standard Bible. The King James Version says, with shamefacedness and sobriety. The translated words, modestly and discreetly, I think, depict or give us a better understanding of this meaning. The translated words, modestly and discreetly, to us, I think today is a little easier for us to understand and grasp the meaning that Paul is striving to communicate and inform us of. First of all, one's appearance should be mentioned here. In this particular point, in verse 9, Paul is addressing the women, that they should understand their appearance. How exactly is the dress that you women wear, that you adorn yourself with, is that modest? Are you using discretion in the choice of dress? If we're going to be respectful to others around us, if we're going to be close to God in our dress, we need to understand exactly whether it's modest or discreetly. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm addressing you this morning. It must come from our heart with respect to this modesty and discretion. It also comes with self-control. I think that's what the apostle is striving to write and tell us. Our clothing is a public declaration of what is or what is not in our heart. Our clothing sends a message as to whether modesty is a concern of yours or whether it's not. The ways that we think about dress, about our apparel, must be different from what those in the world think. Look at these first two words for a moment. First, modesty. This is talking about avoiding clothing that's going to bring undue attention to yourself. In other words, is it revealing? Is it sexually enticing? Is it extravagant? Is it showy? And modesty is so much more than just wearing a low shirt or low-cut shirt or a short skirt. Or the men, whether you be shirtless or in biker shorts. Immodesty is all about bringing undue attention to yourself or putting yourself on display. What's the biblical term when someone speaks of someone that wants to bring attention to yourself? That term is pride. Studying for this lesson, I found a quote, and I think it really depicts what I'm trying to say. And that quote is, and I was unable to find the author of that, that quote is, modesty is humility expressed in the way we dress. And I do think that is so fitting. Your dress, when it's modest, shows that you are not thinking of promoting yourself. With that modest dress, your body is not on display for others to witness. A modest heart shows that you do not want to be the subject of sensuality or lust. That's what modesty is all about. That's what the apostle is striving to write to us and tell us. It's about the message that we want our clothes to give others. What we want our clothes to say about us. It may be that we just don't understand. It may be that we do not want to think about how our clothing draws attention to ourselves. We may be ignorant of how a certain dress or shirt or something draws undue attention to ourselves. We might be unfamiliar with how that clothing appears in the eyes of others that we are around. We might misunderstand how that clothing draws undue appearance to ourselves. And that second word, discretion, means self-control. The translation that we're using may say discretion or sobriety or even moderation. The idea is this: what kind of restraint are we showing in what we are wearing? When we look at people in this world, when we look at people in this world, I'm sure that we would agree that there's not much restraint seen in the way people dress. I think that when I see people in the world, I seem to think that they do not think before they put something on their bodies. They just have no idea what it is all about. Some people and others are just crazy for what they want to wear, what they put on their bodies. For those who are godly, what you wear should show others around you that you have set boundaries for yourself. Boundaries that are based upon what God teaches in His Word and not based upon what we see in the world today. Here's some applications. Some questions to ask yourself this morning about your concern, about your lack of modesty, or about your lack of control, self-control. Answer these questions for yourself. Two questions I come up with. What message does your clothes preach about your heart? And the second, in choosing clothing, whose attention and approval do you desire to receive? Well, the second point, what about the clothing of the modest person? In verse 9 that we just read, the apostle writes to us, he tells us the negative portion of what we are to wear. He says, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly garments. Paul, in the context of this particular verse, is striving to demonstrate to us what kind of heart that we have. What kind of presence that we have before our brothers and sisters in Christ, and also before those unbelievers. And it's not just in our worship service, not just in the assemblies as we gather here today. No matter where we are, no matter where we might find ourselves, we are to, as men, are to hold up our hands in prayer and not bring undue attention to ourselves. We're not to be angry. We're not to be quarreling with others. But in all circumstances, we as Christians are to be respectful in our dress. We're not to bring undue distractions upon ourselves due to that dress. And that applies to wherever we are, wherever we're going, whatever we're doing. God's standard does not change upon location. We are solely to be modest. When others look at you, what do they see? What do others see about you? Are they looking outwardly? Or are they looking inwardly toward you? Excuse me, I've got myself off course here just a little bit. You know, Paul uses in the context, he's trying to tell us that we are to be modest and all those things. And It appears upon our location, where we might be, the what we're trying to put forth when we are located not only here, but elsewhere. And do people, when they see us, do they see too much skin? Do they see that our clothes are too tight? Do they see a godly person? Do they see your style or your good works? When people look at you, they need to see Christ living in you. You can answer this question exactly. You answer this question for yourself. What is immodest clothing? I believe that once you see the root of this issue, of this clothing, you'll understand and you'll be able to answer that for yourself. Look at the root of that. Now let me address the sisters in the audience. You sisters need to honestly examine your hearts and your wardrobe and be willing to get rid of the clothes that may be too revealing, too tight, too short. It's just a matter of fact that if you wear something too revealing, you may bring undue attention to your body than what is anticipated. It's very difficult to look at a sister in Christ as someone who loves the Lord if she's not dressed modestly. Now, the brothers in the audience, let me address you. There's no reason to think that we have a different standard when it comes to modesty. We have an equal opportunity, equal responsibility to be modest in our dress. We must make sure our bodies are not revealed by either a lack of clothing or clothing that is too tight. God didn't give Eve a tunic to cover her nakedness and shame only. He also gave Adam similar items to cover his nakedness. And I believe it's safe to say that those tunics that were given to Adam and Eve were to cover the same parts of the bodies of both. What about the commitment of the modest person? Let's go back for just a particular moment, step back. What do you think that's motivating the Apostle Paul to write these particular things to us? I think the answer to that question, his motivation, if we were to study the first 7 verses of this chapter, we would get the points. Let's read the first 7 verses of chapter 2 of 1 Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. The reason why Paul, I think, is striving to tell us men that we are to lift up holy hands without anger or quarreling, and women to be respectful in their dress, is because of the salvation of souls. Our attitude and our conduct and our dress shows our commitment to the salvation of souls. It's a shame when God's people find themselves the center of in the sin of lust because of dress. Yes, our dress can cause another brother or sister in Christ to stumble. We are not to be the stumbling block for others by revealing too much skin that should not be on display, or by dressing in a way that others have a difficulty to approach you to ask about Christ. You know, this whole world is a minefield for us because of immodesty. We don't have to look very far to see evidence of that. We each have a responsibility to put some effort into making sure that we do not bring undue attention to ourselves and what we wear, because the salvation of souls may be sacrificed. Some of the concluding remarks that I might have: in chapter 5 of this same letter, in verse 22, the apostle closes that particular verse with saying, "Keep thyself pure." We all know that purity is of God. Purity comes from God. And we identify with that purity by keeping ourselves pure, as the apostle writes. To be accepted of God in that great day, we must keep ourselves pure. It seems easier to talk of the defects of others around us than to try to remedy our own mistakes. We do know that Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself a glorious and spotless and blameless church, having neither spot nor wrinkle. The church is composed of members, you and I. If we are to have a pure church, we must keep ourselves pure. It is an individual matter. We need to be clothed in the proper garments with all modesty. Each of you in this audience, including myself, all have an influence upon others. Our apparel bespeaks our influence. Show more of yourself through good influence. Let us make straight paths for our feet. We'll be judged by the deeds done in our body. No matter whether we're at worship service or elsewhere, we can influence others. If we're living a life by wearing the wrong apparel, we're turning souls away from Christ. As I said, it seems today that almost anything is acceptable in the form of attire. You name it, it's acceptable to the world. The people of the world love to do and will do whatever they wish, good, bad, or indifferent. Basically, the world is evil. For we know the apostle wrote to us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The world is sinful, it's sin-filled, and you and I learn from the world at times. The Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." Ultimately, we will show a difference. We'll make a difference in how we dress. The Apostle Paul also wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." That love of Christ, if it be in our hearts, will drive us with respect to what we wear. Nothing else will, other than that love of Christ. Immodesty is just one of the sins that may be keeping us without a good relationship with Christ. The Lord offers mercy from his wrath, and we do know that the Lord will destroy those who do not follow him and are not obedient to him. We need to show more of ourselves as to who we are, as to who we follow. We need to follow Christ and only him. We need to know him by learning and reading the scriptures and studying those scriptures. And it's all summed up in verse 10 that we read. This proper garment is to display our good works. works, if we have the good works, that it will reward us by obeying the gospel. We need to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to repent of past sins and submit ourselves to Jesus Christ, confess his name before others, and then be clothed with Christ by being baptized in Christ. Let me offer one last verse that we find in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. And the apostle writes for us, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." That's a quote from the New American Standard Bible. Again, I ask, are you guilty of the sin of immodesty? And if that be the case, we must repent of that sin, and prayer will be offered in our behalf for that. If there's anything that we can do for anyone in the audience, we bid you come forward and make your desires known as we stand and sing this one song.